Friday morning on 90.1 WABE, and for those of you following along at home, it's time for Mara's Music Mix with Mara Davis, featuring her carefully screened selections for this weekend's best musical entertainment. Miss Davis, it's good to see you once again.
Good to see you. It's filtered for your pleasure. First show is one that you brought to my attention, and I love when that happens. When an email comes through from Velvet Voice, I perk up and say, I wonder what this is going to be about. And it's one of your favorite singer-songwriters who, incidentally, just performed at the 30A Songwriters Festival, which I was a big part of. It's Phil Madeira at the Red Clay Theater.
Son, come home like the prodigal son. Passionate pilgrims and souls come undone.
What an incredible singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, performer, has pretty much worked with everybody.
He has. He tours, regularly with the Red Dirt Boys, Emmylou Harris's band. Phil and I went to high school together. Actually, we went to elementary school together. I haven't seen him since my high school reunion in 1990. So we're looking forward to getting back together on Friday night, tonight actually. And what's interesting about Phil is he was a drummer when he was in the band, the high school band, as a kid. And now he plays everything. He is phenomenal. So he's playing with Amelia White and Tommy Womack, two other Nashville-based artists. So
that is a great lineup. That's tonight with Phil Madeira at the Red Clay Theater. So we mentioned 38 Songwriters Festival, which I just returned from, and I happened to see Leon Russell, who was one of the headliners. I mean, you know, the Santa Claus of rock. And I was just blown away by his performance. He was so fun, so energetic. And now he's in Atlanta, so you can see him on Monday and Tuesday night. Now, the Tuesday night show is sold out. They added a second show, and you can see him at Terminal West. I mean, he's one of those people who, if you haven't seen Leon Russell live, you kind of got to mark that off your list, you know? Yes, I think it'll be a great show. Meanwhile, I was seeing him backstage, and I wanted to run my fingers through that beard. I know that sounds very awkward, but it was just one of those things. But luckily for everybody, that did not happen. I stayed away and just watched from afar.
And who knows what you would have found in that beard.
Ain't that the truth? Leon Russell will play Terminal West on Monday night and Tuesday night.
There's a couple of big festivals coming to town we'd be remiss if we didn't mention.
Yes. So a couple of festivals were just announced, the Shaky Boots Festival and the Shaky Knees Festival. And these are incredible, incredible festivals. So first, the Shaky Boots is going to be May 16th and 17th at the Kennesaw State Sports and Entertainment Park. And this is kind of more of a country feel. Some of the headliners are Brad Paisley, Blake Shelton. But I want to focus on Jason Isbell, who I saw twice at the 38 Songwriters Festival.
And there's a man who walks beside me, is who I used to be.
Also, the Old Crow Medicine Show, Christian Bush, and so many more. So that's the Shaky Boots Festival on May 16th and 17th. Now, the Shaky Knees Festival has a new location. So this is going to be right kind of in the heart of Midtown, where Music Midtown used to be. Remember that?
Or behind the Civic Center, that area.
So this is going to be a phenomenal lineup as well, May 8th through 10th. And I mean, Steve, the lineup, the Strokes, the Avett Brothers, the Pixies, Wilco, Ryan Adams, ZZ Ward. I mean, we could really go on for a long time on this
one. And Mastodon. Mastodon's going to be there.
I know. Look at you. You're making hand gestures and everything. The Shaky Knees Festival is May 8th through 10th. ShakyKneesFestival.com.